Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're continuing on in a message on the person of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to share a beautiful passage with you found in the Gospel of John, verses 16 and 13. And the word "he" is used 8 times. And obviously, this is a reference to the fact that the Holy Spirit is a person. And this one verse, we can learn that He does 7 things for us. He comes, He guides, He hears, He speaks, He glorifies Christ, He receives, and He shows. What an amazing friend. What a wonderful counselor we've been given. Listen to this, John 16 and 13. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He's coming, has come, He will guide you, brother and sister, into all truth. Praise God. He is the Spirit of truth. For He shall not speak of Himself or from Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, see, He's hearing, that shall He speak. He speaks, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, glorify Jesus. Jesus is speaking. For He shall receive, He's receiving of Mine, and then when He does that, He's going to show it unto you. What a beautiful description of the multifaceted function of the Holy Spirit. And we also know that there's work that He does. And I'm going to just share some passages of Scripture with you. When we go to 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verse 1, Paul is telling Timothy, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Unfortunately, that is occurring and happening today. And also, if we look at the Gospel of Luke, and I'm going to be turning to the 2nd chapter, verse 26. Well, I should start reading at verse 25. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Joseph and Mary had taken Jesus to the temple to bring the child after the custom of the law. And he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him," not in him, but upon him. "And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ." So the Holy Spirit, in fact, the word tells us, "Ask me, he shall lead you into all truth, and concerning the things to come, ask ye me." So He does reveal the future to His children. And then in John, the 14th chapter, verse 26, the word tells us, these are the words of Jesus, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things, to bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." How precious, how wonderful is that? And then, as we go on, let's look at Romans, and we're going to look at the 8th chapter, verse 14, where Paul is telling the Romans, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God," led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And I'm going to read verse 15. "For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." And we see in verse 16, he bears witness. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." And then in In 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 10, we know that he teaches us about the things of God. And then in Acts, the 13th chapter, verse 6, we see that he is sending people forth, praise God. So these are the various activities of the Holy Spirit. And because he is an individual, a person, there we also learn some things in terms of one of the aspects of personality is feeling. He can be treated, as the scriptures describe, in various ways. In Ephesians, the 4th chapter, we know that he can be grieved. Paul is very clear. He says in verse 30, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." And he can be vexed or made angry. In Isaiah, the 63rd chapter, verses 9 and 10, the prophet is saying, "In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old." And this is the sad part, verse 10, "But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. Therefore he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them." And then I won't take time to read all these scriptures, but he can be resisted. In Acts, the 7th chapter, verse 51, we see that Stephen was addressing the Jews, and he said, "You have always resisted the Holy Spirit." And we know that the Holy Spirit can be tempted, as we see in the time of the early church. Peter was speaking to Ananias and Sapphira, and he asked them a question, "Why have you tempted the Holy Ghost?" And then, of course, in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, the word tells us expressly, "Quench not the Spirit." And so, though this is not exhaustive, this is just some scripture to help you understand the multifaceted work and functions of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And in terms of the things that we can do to him to grieve or vex or resist or tempt or quench his spirit, we never want to do that. Is that not right? We don't want to do that because he is a wonderful friend. He's our best friend. And he was sent to take Jesus's place on earth. In heaven, the physical presence of Jesus in his glorified body, he's in the presence of the Father, ever living to make intercession for us. He's there on our behalf. But here on earth, the Holy Spirit is present in our behalf. He has come to help us. He is the comforter, or the one who is sent alongside to help you. Anybody who is sent alongside to help us is our friend. Isn't that right? We have a blessed heaven-sent friend who is dwelling with us and who is in us to help us in the circumstances and the individual needs that we have, the things that we encounter in our lives. He would give us wisdom. He gives us understanding. What would Jesus do in a given situation? Well, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit would like to do. The Holy Spirit, my beloved friends, is just like Jesus. And Jesus emphasized the fact that it was expedient, it was necessary for us that Jesus should return to the Father so that this wonderful person of the Holy Spirit might come to us. And the Holy Spirit, as we saw earlier this week, I mean, was involved in the very act of creation as Jesus was speaking forth the word. And he's all powerful. He is everywhere present. And yet there's a beautiful love and sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. That's why it's possible to grieve him. This same wonderful Spirit of God, we can see him in a new dimension as we realize that he sees the smallest sparrow fall to the ground. Beloved brother and sister, he feels your heartaches. He knows what troubles you most. He knows when you are hurting. He hurts, for he is our dearest friend. When we're downcast, the Holy Spirit mourns for us like a dove for its mate. He knows each one of your successes and temptations. He's closer to you than the very breath that you breathe. And it is the same Holy Spirit who quickens the billions of brain cells and sends life to the endless wiring of your nerve fibers, and who works in that internal part of you which contains the potential and power that He alone can unlock. You know, I just feel led to stop here. There's still a little more I would like to share with you, but we will save that for tomorrow's broadcast. But I just would like to take a few moments to pray with you and ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you, and that most of all, you can experience in a greater and greater way His presence, His working, His functioning in your life. Father, we come to you, and Lord, you see all those who are just... They want more of you. They want God's power. As I've shared these scriptures, they say, yes, yes, Lord, I want that. And so, Father, in the power of agreeing prayer, I release the presence of the Holy Spirit in a powerful new way in their lives, that they will rely on the Spirit of God as never before, that they shall seek His wisdom, His guidance, and Lord, that you will empower them to walk as the sons and daughters of God as never before. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I am with you. Seek my face as you begin your day. Ask for me to guide your steps, to know my priorities for your daily activities, that you would have the mind of Christ, for I will impart that to you, and you shall walk in a liberty and in a wisdom and in a discernment, that you shall not be turned aside or led astray, but I shall lead you in the ways of God, says the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And Father, I just thank you that you will empower your people as never before. I pray for that baptism of the Holy Spirit in a fullness, in an empowering that will transform our lives, Lord, as never before. Praise God. Well, my time is drawn to an end, and with the Lord's help, we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I love you dearly, and I pray for you every day. My UCM partners are beloved to me. So often the Lord brings, as you write your needs, the Lord at various times of the day, your name, your needs, it'll come into my mind, and I'll pray in the Spirit. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.